driving home from New Mexico to Santa Monica, June 28th, 1997. There is a phone call recorded. He called his wife on his car phone, and then that's it. Nothing heard from him again. We brought on the air with us back in April of this year, almost a full year after the event, psychic Dr. Jim Sadler. He is a certified psychic with the National Psychic Foundation, and spoke with him about that. And Dr. Sadler is back on the air with us tonight. Dr. Sadler, thank you for being with us.
I'm very happy to be with you, Phil. If I can lend anything more to the situation.
Well, you know why we have you on.
Well, I think that I know a little bit about why you think you're having me on.
All right, well, can I quote something?
Certainly.
This is you.
Certainly, go ahead.
This is you on our show back in April. You said, and let me make sure that I got the quote correct because we recorded it. There is absolutely no disputing the facts. You just don't disappear. You just don't up and vanish. There is no disputing the fact that Mr. DeVore's disappearance is the result of either voluntary exile or foul play. Then I asked you, do you think they will ever find him? And you said, absolutely not. I'll tell you, if they ever do find him, then I'll eat my hat, because this is a classic case of deep cover disappearance and identity makeover. I am absolutely convinced that he has gone deep cover on assignment with the company. And you were referring to what?
I was referring to the CIA.
And you believe that because he was writing on a, or he was working on a script having to do with the CIA, that he vanished on assignment from the CIA? Is that what you said?
If that's what you say that I said, Mr. Henry...
That's exactly what you said, because we have it on tape.
If that's what you say that I said, Mr. Henry, then that's, I suppose, what I said.
And you said that you would eat your hat.
I agreed to come on your program this evening to give you some follow-up on this case.
You're a psychic, right?
If I could finish my point.
Go ahead.
I agreed to come on your program this evening to give you some follow-up on this case. If there is something else that you want from me, I don't know if I can give it to you.
Well, let me just tell you this. You know where I'm going with this. Mr. DeVore's car was discovered yesterday in the California aqueduct, and a body was recovered from that car, whom the authorities believe is Mr. DeVore. You said that he has gone deep cover with the CIA. You said that you believed he had vanished and would never reappear. You said that if he reappeared, you'd eat your hat. You said that it was absolutely, positively, had to be him vanishing on some kind of an assignment. You're a psychic, and Mr. DeVore's car has been found.
Phil, I am a psychic. I am certified with the National Psychic Foundation. I still believe that Mr. DeVore is deep cover with the CIA. I still believe that he is out there someplace.
And even though they pulled his car out of the California aqueduct and there's a body at the wheel.
Again, I don't believe that I want to be put myself in for any abuse this evening.
I'm not going to abuse you. I'm just you said that you and a lot of these psychics, and not just you, I'm not just singling you out. You said that Mr. DeVore was out and he was vanished and he went deep cover with the CIA.
To finish my point, I believe that Mr. DeVore has gone deep cover with the CIA. I believe, and I am a telekinetic. I do have a sensation, extrasensory perception and sensation, and I do have some psychic ability, and I do believe that he is residing at the present time in a foreign capital. I do believe that it is somewhere in Southeast Asia, and I do believe...
So the guy that they're pulling out of the car today, you don't think that that's him?
I think that...
You don't think that the remains of a man were found at the wheel of that car? The car that they found in the California aqueduct. You see, here's what I'm getting at.
Please tell me what you're getting at, because I'm not clear on what you're getting at.
What I'm getting at is this. I have a theory, too, okay? I have a theory that Amelia Earhart is dead and laying on a beach someplace in the South Pacific. I have a theory that Jim Morrison is in a grave in Paris. I have a theory that Adolf Hitler is in a hole someplace in Germany. I have a theory that those lights that we see that we think are UFOs are just simply some astronomical phenomenon. In other words, my theory is this. There is no deep cover conspiracy. There is no deep cover assignment. There are no goblins. There are no UFOs. This stuff sometimes can be explained very simply. The man's car went off the road and he went into the aqueduct, and yet you and a number of psychics who have been broadcast on other radio shows, including mine, said that you believed he had gone deep cover, and you put your psychic reputation on the line. Did you not?
Phil, I am a psychic, and...
Did you not put your reputation on the line?
Phil, I don't want to be harangued.
I'm not going to harangue you, but didn't you do that? You said I would eat my hat. Absolutely not. The guy's gone deep cover with the CIA. They just pulled a car out of the California aqueduct with a man's body in it. Very likely the body of Gary DeVore.
Phil, I am a psychic. I am credited and fully certified with the National Psychic Foundation. I have worked with police agencies and law enforcement agencies across the United States. I have been instrumental in solving some very high-profile cases.
Name me one high-profile case that you've solved.
Excuse me?
Name me a high-profile case that you've helped solve.
I was instrumental in ascertaining the whereabouts of Kitty Grover, who had been kidnapped in the Cincinnati area. This was in 1987.
That's a high-profile case, huh?
Well, it was high-profile in Cincinnati.
Sir, you came on the air. You said you'd eat your hat. I remember when you were on the air.
I am I want you to understand who you're dealing with. I am not a fly-by-night. I'm not someone who works on a psychic friends network. I'm not someone who can be cheaply had by placing a 1-800 call or a 1-900 call. I gave you my impressions on your broadcast in April based upon my telekinetic readings and my psychic energies in that area. And I believe that Mr. DeVore is still out there someplace. I believe that he is...
Do you think he's alive?
I believe that he very well could be.
Dr. Sadler, isn't it true that all you're trying to do is protect your reputation now, that you've been caught with your pants down around your ankles, that you are, your psychic abilities did not in any way, shape, or form predict where Gary DeVore was?
I am a nationally syndicated newspaper psychic, and there are people who come to me for a variety of input.
You're not answering my question, are you?
I'm answering your question. I believe that...
You said on my show in April, I asked you, is Gary DeVore alive? And you said, he is. I said, do you think that he will ever be found? You said, absolutely not. I'll tell you, if they ever do find him, I'll eat my hat.
Yes, you've repeated that a number of times, and you continue to interrupt me.
But you said you would eat your hat, and this is a classic case, and I love the verbiage here. Deep cover disappearance and identity makeover. I'm absolutely convinced he's gone deep cover on assignment with the company. And for those of you who are uninitiated out there, the company means the CIA, and deep cover assignment means that he's doing some secret work with a government agency. But the fact of the matter is, they found him dead in his car, didn't they?
You have constantly interrupted me as I'm trying to make my point.
I'm just trying to get you to admit that you were wrong.
I believe that he is, I do have sensation that he is still alive.
Come on, they pulled the guy's car out of the aqueduct with a body in it, okay?
They have recovered a car. They have recovered a body. I'm not sure that is Mr. DeVore's car.
It's a Ford Explorer. There is pottery in it that they can identify as having been purchased by him. It is the car that he drove. There is the body that they recovered was wearing a cowboy hat and had a vest on, and it was the clothing that this man wore.
Again, I believe that he is at the present time somewhere in Southeast Asia, and I do believe he's on deep cover assignment with the CIA.
Even though they pulled the car out of the aqueduct?
Again, my sensations and...
Do you have any facts to support your theory?
I am a psychic, Phil, and I go on telekinetic energy as well as psychic phenomenon, psychic reading. I do have a very strong sense and a very, very strong, strong reading that Mr. DeVore...
Do you have a picture of him in Asia?
I have a sensation of Southeast Asia. I have a sensation of a capital city. I have...
Even though they... Okay, hold the line here, Dr. Sadler. This guy we had on in April, where's Gary DeVore? Oh, he's on deep cover assignment with the CIA. Oh, really? Well, guess what? They just pulled his car out of the California aqueduct. Unfortunately, it looks like that this poor man had an accident. And that's all. That's about as deep cover as it gets. And I, you know, Doctor, I don't mean to be rude.
Well, you are being rude. You're being rude toward me, and we can be civil towards each other.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but you guys, man... 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County. Any of you people are following this case? And any of you people who followed the America's Most Wanted and all of these psychics? And this guy on the line who was with us in April. Admit to me you were wrong. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Admit to me that you were wrong.
I do believe that, and no, I will not admit any such thing. I do believe that he is on some mission for the CIA. And that's all I'm prepared to say right now.
Phil Henry with Dr. Jim Sadler, a noted psychic. And we're talking...
Well, right there, your sarcasm, Mr. Henry, is very blatant. If you want me to talk about this case, I will, without the sarcasm.
Well, you said that the Gary DeVore, the screenwriter, whose truck they found today in the California... Yesterday, rather, in the California aqueduct, or over the weekend, whenever the hell they found it, he had disappeared with the CIA. And you were absolutely convinced of that.
I am convinced of it, yes.
Still are?
Yes. Phil, I've been a certified psychic for over 20 years. I have never been wrong about a...
Well, sir, I submit that you're wrong now. Here's Corona on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi.
I can't finish my point.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, my point is that you might have solved some in the past, but there's a first time for everything, and you could be wrong.
No.
And, I mean, it makes perfect common sense. I mean, the guy would just drive off the road into the aqueduct. I mean, what if they did, you know, they get his body and they check his dental record?
That is not the sensation I'm getting.
But what if they...
They autopsy his body, they check his dental letters.
Let me ask you something, doctor. If you're psychic, tell me something about this lady on the phone.
Phil, you're not going to catch me in that one, okay?
If
you're psychic, tell me something about the lady on the phone.
You're not going to catch me in that one. You're not going to catch me in giving out psychic advice for free. That's not why I came on your program, and that is not why I'm here. This young lady, I could possibly guess her age if you wanted me to. I could probably even guess what color her hair is. In fact, I have a very clear sensation of who this lady is, but I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not part of the Dionne Warwick Friends Network. I don't do it for free. I get paid $250 per half hour for psychic consultations, and I'm not on your program to be some psychic chump to give free advice to people. You wanted me on your program here to talk to you about the Gary DeVore situation.
Well, guess what? You're wrong about Gary DeVore. They just found him, okay?
I don't like how you and this woman at Corona are battering me and badgering me.
Sir, I'm not trying to batter you. I'm just saying what happens if they autopsy his body,
there is
they
no
check
what
everything.
In the psychic profession, there is no what if.
Everything says it is Mr. DeVore?
There is no what if.
If there's no what if, then how come you say you're 100% positive?
Absolutely.
Last time I checked dental records and DNA and everything was 100% positive.
Well, have they done the dental records on him? No.
They just dug him out.
Thank you.
DNA takes like 6 months. Didn't you watch the OJ trial?
He is in Asia. They can hurry up if they want. Why don't they hurry up?
I'm sure they can, but I'm saying, what happens if medical records
prove
that it is Mr. DeVore?
Why do they hurry up?
Well, if it's six months, it seems to me they're being a little slow about it. But I can assure you that I'm psychic. You know something? I have sensations about both of you, and I could share those sensations. I'm not going to do that. I have to remind you, Mr. Hendry, and this young woman, I'm a psychic.
Okay.
I am certified.
If you're, you know, you say, yeah, you charge, but isn't, you know, maybe saying something about me to prove how much you're a psychic you are, wouldn't that be good for your reputation?
I don't have to prove a thing. I don't have...
I think your reputation's very seriously damaged, saying that absolutely Gary DeVore's on deep cover assignment with the CIA, and they're pulling his car out of the aqueduct.
I don't have to prove dick to either one of you, because I am psychic. I'm certified at the National Psychics Foundation. I'm not one of the psychic friends with Dionne Warwick. I'm psychic.
Tell me something about this lady.
I don't give out advice for free.
Tell me something about me.
I don't give advice for free.
I don't believe you're psychic.
Well, then you're wrong. You're very, very wrong.
I just don't believe you are.
Well, why am I supposed to give out free advice?
Well, if you're telling me my hair color, that's not really free advice.
That's
I know
free,
what my hair color
really
is.
That's free psychic advice. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on, man. You're a phony baloney. Admit it. You know something? I got a theory. Hey, let me tell you a story, okay, doctor?
If you're going to lecture me, Mr. Henry.
No, I want to tell you a story. Way back in ancient times, in England, the peasants believed that the lights they saw coming off of the swamp were elves and goblins. They thought elves and goblins were dancing out in the swamp. We find out now, because of science, that swamp gas interacting with the oxygen in the air creates lights. Now, today we see lights in the sky, and because we're no better than those peasants in England, we think they're creatures from outer space. How do we know that they're not just astronomical phenomenon?
You're a very cynical man, and you don't believe in psychics. I'm a psychic, and I can tell you that it's not him. I don't care if the body has the same clothes, if his teeth match. I'm never wrong. It's not him.
You're saying to me, even if the dental records match,
it's not him.
Okay. Even if the DNA matches,
I can guarantee it's not him.
You ain't guaranteed me crap.
I don't give a crap about DNA. DNA don't mean dick. I can tell you that.
Hold the line here, okay? Phil Hendry here with Dr. Jim Sadler, who thinks that Gary DeVore, the screenwriter, this poor man who they believe has been found in the California aqueduct in his Ford Explorer, that isn't him. But this guy says that he's on deep cover assignment with the CIA. Boy, you know something, Doc? I think you read too many... who's the clown? Who's the guy that does all the CIA books? I don't know who the hell he is. But Tom Clancy. Get off of him, okay, and get on somebody else. Get off of Tom Clancy and get on Jackie Collins. We have on the line here Dr. Jim Sadler, and I've been basically breaking your chops here a little bit, Doctor, about your thought that Gary DeVore, the missing screenwriter, was on deep cover assignment with the CIA, and it's very probable now that they've pulled this poor man from his car in the California aqueduct, and you are claiming that it ain't him. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, Phil, that I am 100% psychic, and that I do not believe it's him.
Even if the DNA and the dental records match up?
DNA doesn't mean anything to me. Doesn't mean jack squat, and the dental records don't mean jack squat.
Whittier on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I just want to ask this guy. You know, Nostradamus was one of the greatest predictors of all time, and he was only 25% correct.
How do you know he's only 25% correct?
Well, because of what has been written and what has been predicted, the guy started writing stuff back in the fourth and fifth century.
Some of it hasn't happened yet.
That's right. And
well,
the stuff that he has predicted still
correct.
Hasn't come correct yet.
Well,
so
sir,
how can you say that you're 100% correct?
Because his stuff has yet to come about.
Hey, look, psychic is all just based on knowing.
Tell me where Nostradamus was wrong.
Say it again.
I said, show me where Nostradamus...
Have you read
would you allow me,
the quatrain?
Would you allow me to finish my question?
No, have
show
you read
me,
the quatrain?
Show me where he was wrong.
Well, just read the quatrain, man. He was wrong in a whole bunch of stuff.
That's why he's only
25% correct.
What was he wrong about?
Well, just read the quatrain.
See, in other words, you don't know. Let me tell you. Let me educate you now. Nostradamus was an asshole.
Well, that's pretty bold.
Okay, he was a complete asshole who didn't know what he was doing. I have been 100% correct in my predictions.
That's impossible.
And Gary DeVore is still alive.
That's impossible.
And Gary...
Yeah, but you won't predict anything psychic at all here.
I'll tell you what, Phil. I'll do you a favor. I will predict and I will give you a psychic reading on you.
Well, he was wrong in the first place.
I don't know whether or not... Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Well, as soon as the dental records come up, it's going to turn out that you're wrong.
No, the dental records...
So why don't you shut your pie hole and get on to another subject?
Dental records don't mean jack squat.
Well, sure they do. It's going to prove that you're wrong.
No, they do not prove anything.
They're going to.
No, they don't prove... What the dental...
Well, when they prove...
Wait, are you telling me the dental records don't prove anything?
DNA and dental records don't mean dick.
Oh,
and I don't
no.
care. What are they going to prove?
What if the dental records...
That's the person.
No, they do not prove it.
And you're going to be eating your hat and a little bit of crow.
What if the dental records...
And I got some crow that you can eat, too.
What if the dental records match up with his teeth?
It doesn't mean dick.
What if the dental records of Gary DeVore match up with the teeth on the body they pulled from the Ford Explorer?
Doesn't mean dick.
In other words, you're going to be wrong, and you won't.
No, I won't be wrong. I will not be wrong.
You're going to be wrong.
You know, you got to stop hopping on this DNA thing. It is very suspect.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you something else. Plenty of people.
If someone killed me, and the only way that they could prove that it was me was through my dental records or my fingerprints or my DNA, that would be 100% positive.
No,
they're going to do the same thing with this guy, and you're going to have to eat some hat and crow.
What you know about DNA, sir, with all due respect, is not very much. It's only about 20% DNA is accurate.
No, DNA is 100%.
Dental records are only about
20%. Every person has their own DNA and their own fingerprints.
What about dental records? What about dental records?
A lot of people, Phil, have the same teeth.
Yes, they most certainly do.
They have identical teeth.
Hey,
and if he has cap...
With all due respect to the guests that you have on here right now...
If he has caps, he was in the entertainment industry.
Oh, get out of that cap. With
all
due respect to the gentleman you have on the air right now, he's full of crap.
Sir, Nostradamus doesn't know jack squat. DNA is bull crap, and so are dental records.
Well, you're full of crap.
No, I'm not. What do you know about it?
At least 25% correct. What have you predicted that was correct?
What is what Nostradamus?
What have you predicted that was correct?
You still didn't answer my question. What has Nostradamus predicted that was wrong?
Napoleon was right on the money, right?
He predicted.
What have you predicted that was correct? And how can you prove it?
Well, wait a minute. Dr. Sadler asked a fair question. What did Nostradamus predict that was wrong?
That was wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, the quatrains, all kinds of stuff.
The quatrains. Forget about the quatrains. Tell me what he predicted that was wrong.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of stuff
like
in quatrains that you can't even predict because you can't understand it.
One
but you're a
Give
gentleman. It's on
all right, so in other words, sir, you can't answer his question, can you?
Yes, I can.
All right, what has he predicted? What has he predicted that was wrong?
Oh, just read the quatrains.
Oh, I mean, Jesus, you're a moron. God, he's right. You are stupid.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, you are.
One thing
that the guy predicted that's wrong. One thing that the guy predicted that's wrong.
It's hard to
go. I'll tell you what, okay? Kindergarten, man. It opens up in September. 1-800-521-KFI. God almighty.
See what I'm talking about? But I'll give an example. I'll give an example of a psychic prediction, if you want one, Phil.
Yeah, I'd like to hear one psychic prediction from you about me.
Here's one for you. And I don't think you're going to like it. Because I've looked and I have felt and I've been sensing things from you.
What?
In April of 1999, and I hope that you can handle this.
What? Is this about me?
It's about you, yes.
What?
In April of 1999, you will be involved in a very, very serious automobile accident.
In April of 1999?
Yes. You will be going home on the 101 freeway. I don't know anything about your route home, do I?
No.
You'll be going home on the 101 freeway north, and you'll be involved in a very serious accident near Calabasas Parkway.
And how do you know that?
I am psychic, and I do have these sensations.
Bull crap.
All right. You asked me about a prediction. I'm asking you to prepare yourself and get your life in order.
Are you saying that I'm going to die?
I'm saying you'll be involved in a very serious automobile accident.
I don't buy it for a second. Let's go to Montebello on KFIM 640. Hello.
Yeah, yes. I guess I can see where...
You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Excuse me?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I guess I could see where could be possible that the body in the car is not Gary DeVore.
That's absolutely correct.
But I guess because, I mean, we haven't found dense records or anything about
Gary DeVore. Gary DeVore's in Asia. I'm trying to tell you this.
I think that the dental records may be a little bit much, but I guess I don't know if there's a possibility records could be changed or altered also.
You agree he's in Asia?
I don't agree that he's in Asia because I'm not a psychic, and I mean, I don't...
But I am a psychic, that's what I'm saying. So you'd have to support me 100%.
Well, I mean, I can't support you because I have no evidence for that, I have my own evidence for that, but I mean, I'm saying that there is a possibility that he could be...
No, it's not a possibility. It is absolutely not Gary DeVore. I am right. You have to believe me. What do you think of that film?
About what?
I can tell you're worried about the prediction that I made, aren't you?
No, I'm not worried about it. Ma'am, I got to take a break, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County.
You are worried about it.
Hold the line here, Dr. Sadler. Thank you. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We'll be right back. Are we clear? Oh, God. Did you hear what that guy was singing, Mike? Did you?
Yeah.
Well, do you believe in that stuff?
I don't know.
He said I was going to be in an accident.
Is your life in order?
Hey, dude, I don't think it's funny, man. What are you laughing about? I don't think it's funny. God damn it. I got married, man. I got four kids.
You don't believe him.
He said it that I'm going to be in an accident. He knows my way home. How the hell does he know my way home?
He thinks this guy's in Asia, for God's sakes.
God damn it. Man, I can't... Can you get me some water or something, Jonah? Wonder how much time on the break? We got 30. I'm okay. How did he know how I go home?
Oh, stop.
Dude, I'm freaking out here a little bit. I want to talk to this guy. Before we come back from the break, I want to talk to him. Dr. Sadler? Hello? What did you say about me being in an accident? When? Do you know the date? Oh, God damn it. I gotta pull it together here, man. How much time in the break?
Dude, we got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Give me a countdown or something, will you? Oh, Jesus.
10 seconds. Five.
Please, God.
Go.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, back on the line here with Dr. Jim Sadler, who is a psychic. He doesn't believe that the man they found in the California aqueduct is Gary DeVore. You said that he went deep cover with the CIA. You still believe that, correct?
Phil, I find it interesting that you're trying to cover up your obvious fear about being in an automobile accident in April of 1999. I fear...
Can we stick to the point here?
No, I think it's, the audience should understand that you are afraid of the prediction that I've made.
Let's go to another phone call now on
So you're trying to change the subject, aren't you?
I'm going to go to another phone call, Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, first of all, Nostradamus has been wrong about many predictions, and we'll go back to the California earthquake, number one.
Such as?
The California earthquake. He predicted it 10 years ago in May. It never happened.
He never predicted any earthquake.
He predicted the California. Yes, he does. I know a lot.
What is your educational background so we know what kind of a scholar you are, sir? What school do you work out of? What research institute do you work out of? Give us a little bit of your background.
My background?
Yes, sir.
I have the same background that Nostradamus has. I studied the Zohar.
In other words, you're an asshole, too.
I'm not an asshole.
Can we please not do that, okay?
Mr. Henry has nothing to worry about. The fact that he guessed your way home, Mr. Henry, is no big deal. How would I know that if I wasn't a psychic, too? I know that the fear that Mr. Henry has is unfounded, because I know just because he knew the way you were going home.
Wow. How does he know? How does he know how I go home?
How did I know?
Well, you. How did you know I was going home? Yeah. You
okay.
Knew because this guy said it.
Exactly, Phil. That's the first
thing. No, I knew that you were worried about it.
He knew about it.
I can tell you your exact words.
He knew about it when you were talking about it on the air, Phil.
Where are we here?
You're worried about it, aren't you, Phil? You're going to be in an automobile accident, Phil, in April of 1999. The only thing you can do is prepare yourself.
Shut up.
It's the psychic prediction that you wanted, and that's what I'm giving you.
Shut up.
Phil, you're going to be in a hospital bed.
Am I going to die?
I don't think I'll tell you.
Please tell me, am I going to die?
No, I don't want to tell you. Got you on the ropes, don't I, now, huh? Think you're a real big shot. You're going to debunk the psychic, huh?
Okay, let's take a break right now.
Yeah, go ahead and take your break, Phil.
Put him on hold.
Yeah, put me on hold.
More stimulating talk radio. This is the Phil Henry Show. Psychic Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line. He doesn't believe that the body of Gary DeVore was recovered today. He thinks Gary DeVore is still alive, living in Asia. I believe that we have debunked him. I believe that they have found the man. And Mr. Sadler, with all of his psychic ability, still believes that it isn't him, even though it's DNA.
And you're still worried about the prediction I made about you.
You predicted that I would be in a serious automobile accident in April of 1999, and I am not concerned.
I think that you are, Phil. I think that you are very, very worried.
No, I'm not. I wasn't worried at all. Okay, what do we want to do? What do we want to do?
Go to a phone call? Let me tell you this much, Phil. Tell you how psychic I am.
Yeah.
Your wife is calling you right now. You'll be getting a phone call in a few seconds from her.
Fine. Boy, oh boy.
There you go, Phil.
That's my wife.
Yes, it is.
Hello? Hi, baby. Huh? Yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine. I know you're listening. I'm fine. I gotta call you during the news. Okay, bye. How did you know that?
I'm good, aren't I?
Will you please tell me how you knew that?
I'm good, aren't I? Don't mess with a psychic.
I gotta take a break. We'll be back here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show. We'll be coming right back in just a moment. We clear? God damn it, what is this guy doing, man? He knew my wife was calling, man.
Your wife's number.
Is there any way what?
That he's got your wife's number. He could have, like, called her.
No, he doesn't know my wife. He doesn't know my home, no. He's just the guy that we had on in April, man. I don't even know who this jackass. Some guest that Jonah got. How did he get... Did you give him the number, Jonah? Oh, God, please. And the guy says I'm going to be in an accident. Thank you very much, man. That's not, you know, I got to get out of here. I can't. I don't want to be here. How much time we got? 2 minutes. Oh, Jesus.
Talk.
Huh? Talk. What do we got, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Dr. Sadler? Hi. How did you know my wife was calling? I want to know how you knew my wife was calling, and cut that crap out about being psychic. How did you know my wife was calling? Don't mess with me, Sadler. Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do, doctor. I'll come down there and I'll open you a new ass. What do you think about that? How'd you know my wife was calling? If you have... No. Yeah, that's a yes, sir. You got it. I'm threatening you. You absolutely right. I'm threatening. Huh? With what? You do whatever you want to do. I'm telling you, if you have my home phone number or you're doing something with my... Hold on, I got to come back on. KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-5201, KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI in L.A. County, Dr. Jim Sadler.
And you threatened me off the air, and I'll let people know that.
I did not threaten you.
You are a liar. You threatened me off the air, and I will let the individuals that you work for know that.
No, I did not.
You're a liar.
Well, you're a liar. You're the guy talking about this poor man being alive. Riverside on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, what I'm concerned about, Phil, is this guy is feeding you with a bunch of crap.
I'm not feeding him with any crap.
Well, you're trying to tell him that he's going to get in an automobile accident,
well, yes,
and you
sir.
Don't even know, because
is,
that's so, you're telling him that you're 100% psychic.
I am 100%
psychic. 100%
psychic. How about
and
this?
Why
I
don't
have
you
a...
go to Las Vegas and win $1 million?
Sir,
why don't you play the lottery?
Because, sir, I'm not like you and most people. I don't believe that money is God. I don't believe that money is the end all.
I don't believe that money
I'm
is God.
Realistic. Well, why would you ask a stupid question like that?
What stupid question did I ask? Why don't you go to Las Vegas?
Because I don't believe that money is the end-all, be-all of life. I use my powers to help people. I don't turn a big buck.
Well, why don't you do your powers to help yourself?
But I will tell you this much, sir, that I am sensing something about you, and I don't know whether you can take it or not.
You can't sense nothing about me because you don't even know me. You don't even know where I live. You don't even know nothing about me.
I happen to have a prediction about you.
Okay, go ahead and give me your prediction, and I'll tell you how wrong it is.
I'll tell you.
Because you don't know.
Listen to me. In September of this year, you will become an out-of-the-closet homosexual.
Well, I came out of the closet a long time ago.
I told you.
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm a lesbian.
I told you.
No, you see, you don't know me.
I know you.
No, you don't know me.
Yes, I do.
See, the thing that sticks me off, Bill, about this guy is he says 100%.
100%.
100. There is nobody that is 100%. They can't be 100%.
This is a 100% prediction.
Dionne Warwick is in it for the money. This guy is in for it for the money. He's trying to make a name for himself.
100% sure, sir.
You're using the news to make a name for yourself.
100% that you're a dickhead.
Oh, you know, all of you psychics, are you on the TV? Are you on the TV?
100% ass munch.
Are you on the TV?
Am I on the TV?
Yeah, with all the other psychics.
100% monkey smoker.
How come these people don't have you on the TV if you're so good?
There you go with your money again, Joe.
No, you say you're guaranteed. How can you guarantee
this
psychic predictions?
You're a woman.
I'm a woman. You're a wuss.
You're a woman.
You're a wood.
You're 100% carrot waxer.
I'm a carrot waxer.
You got it.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk
radio. You couldn't tell what time it was going to be if you looked at your watch.
Thank you.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating.